This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hi there. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and you're listening to The Fan of the Morning Show. 93.7 The Fan, The Fan of the Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and the average Joe wants to shop like a pro. The average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan of the Morning Show sponsor. Call me, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A- L-L-A-S underscore 3-3. I'm going to need a little bit of help. Yesterday, I want to thank you all, by the way, first. I got to 2,000 followers on X. Never thought I'd see the day. And then a couple people must have dropped off for Twitter, or X forgot to acknowledge followers correctly. I need a couple more to get there exactly, but I'm close to there. But I just wanted to thank everybody, too. I did on X yesterday, but I also wanted to thank you all on the radio for your support. You all are very kind. To be interested in my thoughts on sports on a daily basis. So, thank you. You're very kind. But you can talk to me on there, at Callis underscore 33. Hit that follow button, too, if you wouldn't mind. Just for one day. I'll only ask for followers for one day. I don't like to ask too much. But you can follow if you want to hear my thoughts on sports. And if you want another way to talk to me that isn't a phone call, that's how you do it. At Callis underscore 33. C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And the phone number one more time, 412-928-9370. So I'll be taking calls all morning as usual. I'll be reading your comments. Some of them, you know, as usual. I don't read them all. Some of them are a little nasty. But usually when they're productive, I'll respond. And we'll do the thing. You know how this works. It's early in the morning. Easing your way into sports talk in the morning. That's what we're doing. And we got a couple of stories. Cam Sutton. Yeah, we'll get to him. Eight games suspended, you know, for his misconduct off the field. Eight games. So we'll talk about that. I've got some thoughts. We'll start with this. The Pirates won. Pirates beat the Mets, and the Pirates split the series, which maybe 2 months ago I would have been happy about. But today I sit here and I say, well, what is it? What does it mean? You had the team in crosshairs. The Mets were in your crosshairs. You had opportunities in all four games to win. But you split. You win two, you lose two. And the games that they won were in convincing fashion. The games that they won were... there was a large margin of victory for the Pirates. They won on Friday 14-2, and they won 8-2 yesterday. Despite that, though, by finishing .500 in the series by finishing 2-2. Guess where the Pirates are? Yeah, they're still in the same place. They're still four games out. And how about the Mets? Did the Mets suffer at all? No. Mets are still among the leaders in the wild card standings that don't already have a spot. Mets are 2.5 games out of the third wild card spot. And so, the refrain that I've been saying and so many here have been saying and so many fans have been saying, they're in the same place. They need to go on a streak. And they're not. And I can't say it enough. They've got to go on a streak. It's time to break through. Now, I've heard, and I've been reading, you know, on X, and I've been listening to the station. Noah Hiles, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, doesn't think that additions would matter at this point based on the way that they're built. And there's some other opinions out there that maybe, you know, adding would still make sense. You can't really trade with anybody in the National League with the Marlins and the Rockies. They're both out of it. And the American League is almost as competitive, not quite as competitive. Teams aren't as close, but there are a lot of teams that are still in it. I mean, if you count seven games back as being in it, you know, you got the Rangers, Tigers, Rays, Astros, Royals, Red Sox, Twins, and Yankees. Yeah, the Yankees lost the AL East, by the way. They've lost, what, 15 of the last 20. They're really struggling. Now, the Orioles lead the division there. But either way, they've got a lot of competitive teams there, too, that I'd say are still in it, that still think that they're in it. They could still go on a run and do some good things. The Tigers and the Rangers, those bottom two teams, are on four-game winning streaks, so they're still in it. But I mentioned that to say, you know, who are they going to trade with then? There's a lot of teams that I think feel like they're close and don't want to give up. They don't want to be sellers. There aren't too many teams that are sellers. Now then you got the Blue Jays, Angels, Athletics, and White Sox down below. So it seems like a six-team sample size right now. Unless the Rangers and Tigers eventually decide to give up. They're still a few weeks away from the trade deadline. So if they decide to sell off and phone it in for this year, that's fine. None of the National League teams that aren't the Marlins or Rockies seem like they're going to phone it in. Everybody's still kind of there. And so on one hand, I would think in a perfect world, in a regular season, I would say, yeah, you know, trade with some people. The Pirates are still in it. They're still hanging around. The only problem is that every team is hanging around. This isn't a new problem. We've been identifying this for weeks. But then I get frustrated, too, because, I tell you I'm frustrated because I watch and I see what this team is capable of. I see what happens when O'Neill Cruz hits the ball out of the ballpark. He was 2-for-3 in yesterday's game. Drove in two runs, had a homer. To me, you know, I mean, we've been saying this for a while. When O'Neill Cruz is on, you know, when he's the big threat he's supposed to be, the Pirates seem to do better. They seem to do well. Andrew McCutchen's still kind of doing his job at the top of the order. He walked in three at-bats. So, you know, that's not terrible. Same with Brian Reynolds. It was a solid offensive display in yesterday's game. Roddy Telez even drove in a run. Nick Gonzalez had two hits. Palacios is the man. He got a hit in yesterday's game, drove in two runs. So it's... Oh, he had a home run too, that's right. But my point is that when these guys are on, like, it feels like they're almost good enough, if not good enough. I don't get why they couldn't have done this for at least three games in the series. Now, the Pirates had a win that they squandered away because Aroldis Chapman is not good at saving games anymore, it seems. But overall, it's still just a frustration from my perspective. It's still just, hey, you know, they're there. They're there. This is the most exciting season I think we've had in a little while. Maybe since 2018, I'd argue. Where they're within striking distance of a playoff spot, but they're not you know, this season they're not doing the streak thing. They're not going on any streaks. They're not going on a winning streak. And they're not breaking away from their competition. There are a lot of good teams in the National League this year. Some might argue there are a lot of not good teams in the National League this year. Whatever perspective you hold, still, they're in a tough spot. And I do understand now, just seeing this and looking at the gravity of the situation, looking at the reality of the situation, which is why my perspective is changing a bit. My opinion on this is changing a bit, because I look at this team and I say, well, yeah, in a perfect world, the Blue Jays may trade Vladdy Guerrero Jr. over for a not expensive price to the Pirates. You know, there are several other players on the trade block, it seems, several other players that you want to be available to the Pirates that just aren't. There are all but six teams from both leagues that aren't within striking distance of a wild card spot in their league. And so what do you do in that situation? Because none of these teams right now seem like they're budging. Nobody's phoning it in. We don't want the Pirates to give up either. So imagine how other fan bases feel. Imagine how other teams are operating. No team is sitting there right now and saying, yeah, you know, we're going to decide to not win. We're going to change our team up. We're going to get some prospects. We're going to give up on the season. Nobody's doing that. So there aren't too many other teams within the league, within the National League for certain, that I think are going to be willing trade partners. And there are many American League teams that really aren't going to be sellers. And my perspective's changing a little bit, too, on Larice Roberts. Speaking of American League teams with the White Sox, he's not having a great year. And there are some lowlights that have been posted about him that just make me not so excited for him to be on the Pirates anymore. You know, not throwing the ball home against the Cleveland Guardians last week. His average is not... I mean, no, like, this is such a weird season where statistics... You know, the average stats are way below where they should be, but everybody's around the average this season, it seems. The lowered averages. Like, everybody is not hitting well, it seems. If we talk about that standard, you know, we want guys to hit 300, that bar has been lowered significantly this season. And it's kind of been on a trajectory for a few years, but so you've got less offense. Got teams with a lot of strong pitchers. Teams that are in it have at least one solid pitcher, two solid pitchers. The offenses are struggling, and every team's in it as a result. It's such a weird year. And I don't want to believe it's false hope, and that's why I'm starting to yell. Because a part of me doesn't want to face the reality of the situation, which may be that the Pirates, even though they're around the wild card here, are not good enough to break away from every other team. And I don't want to believe that. But sometimes you got to face the reality of it. Sometimes you got to assess. It's very unrealistic, I think, that any team is going to be willing to trade with the Pirates. And not because it's the Pirates. And not because the Pirates don't have enough collateral. Don't have enough assets. But it's because every team is so darn close. It seems. Every team is there. Every team is one streak away from taking a spot. The only team that seems super comfortable right now is the Braves, but they're only 3.5 games up for the first wild card spot. Cardinals are only a game up for the second. I don't think the Padres are very comfortable either. I mean, they're, you know, they've got a 2.5 game lead on the Diamondbacks and Mets. Everybody else is coming for them, so... You certainly may not get too many big moves from, or selling moves, I should say. I think any team would be willing to buy at this point, but you're not going to get too many selling moves from the Padres because they want to stick to that spot, and they don't want to give up any prospects to, or any legitimate talent to any of the teams down below to come catch them. That just wouldn't make sense. Oh, I've just depressed myself. But that's why we have these conversations. I mean, sometimes you got to come to the reality. Not that they didn't try, and it's been a valiant effort, but I'm starting to turn my hopes around to a little bit of pessimism here. And not for the future, not for next season or anything like that either. I mean, you know, I'm going to be optimistic with every season that comes, and it seems like they're getting more and more exciting with every year that passes. But for this season, I'm just looking at where they're at. They started out strong. Not as strong as 2023, but strong. That's kept them in it, but I mean, that 7-game losing streak earlier on in the year, it hurt them. Put them just slightly behind everybody else. And they have not made up that ground yet, and we're moving through July. It's not impossible for them to go on a streak, I'd say, but like with every series that passes, I'm just watching, and I'm seeing the same thing. They lose games they could win. They blow out some games. Paul Skeens is great, but he's not even been enough in every start that he's had. And then the Pirates, you know, they lose half, they win half. They're right around 500, just below it. And they're on the outside looking in right now. Enjoy Paul Skeens. I would hope that they put him in the All-Star game in Texas. We're about a week away now. Exactly a week away. Next Tuesday, the All-Star game will take place. Home Run Derby's before that. Enjoy that. Enjoy whatever Paul Skeens provides with whatever opportunity he gets. Maybe Brian Reynolds will see some playing time as well. Enjoy the All-Star break. Have some anticipation toward the trade deadline, I would say. But I don't know anymore this season. It's tough. I mean, they're right there, but every team's right there, and that's the problem. Seems like whenever the Pirates are competitive, there's several other teams that are competitive, or there's one team better than them. That's been the Cardinals. It's been their bugaboo. I like that phrase. I've heard it on the station now. Bugaboo. It's their bugaboo. The Cardinals have been their biggest struggle, though, when they've been good. And now, you know, the one year that they're starting to rise to be good, and they've got, you know, perhaps the best pitcher of this generation, or may become that of all time. I don't know. That's too far to think about. But they've got a great pitcher in Paul Skeens. They've got some other great pitchers, too, in Keller and Jared Jones, whenever he's healthy. But he'll get there. They've got all this great talent. They're not quite there yet, it seems. And I'm starting to, that thought is starting to creep into my mind and is starting to settle there. I hope I'm wrong. I hope all of you that may have always been pessimistic become wrong, because I want to see this team do well. But I think some people are pessimistic too because they just want to see this team do well. So I understand. We're in it together. We're fans together of the Pirates. We'll see how the season unfolds, though. They still got to play the games. They still got to play their games. So we'll see how this season starts to take official shape with the playoff picture. Maybe some teams will start to fall off. Maybe they won't, and it'll be an exciting finish. We'll see. We'll see what happens here. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Feel free to join the conversation at any time, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number you can reach me at this morning. You can also talk to me through my X account at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. And we can talk about the Pirates if you want to. Cam Sutton, I'm going to address him next because he's been suspended, and now I'm curious. Talk about it next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy summer drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today. High of 94 degrees, low of 69. And the only saving factor right now is it's supposed to be overcast throughout most of the day, so that heat will feel more compressed than, you know, right on you from the sunshine. Tomorrow, high of 91, low of 72. Partly cloudy skies expected, and then the temperature will drop a little bit. But you have peaks and valleys in the high temperature this week, and when it's hot, it's going to be hot in Pittsburgh. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Okay. Talked about the Pirates. Talked about how I'm becoming more sad about them and how they're doing. And it seems less and less realistic that they're going to be able to figure it out in time to make a playoff push. But you never know. If they're in it, they're in it. And that's, you know, that's some saving grace. But they've got to push through. They want a spot. Then this news came out yesterday. Cam Sutton suspended, violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. And so he will not play in 8 games with the Steelers to start the season. One person tweeted at me and said, hey, you know, that's kind of all right because, you know, he'll be there for the brutal stretch of games in the second half of the year. But that also, which another tweeter points out, actually the same one points out, Pete on Twitter says, well, they don't have a number two receiver or a number two cornerback now, which, you know, Cam Sutton could have played around there and he was their guy. Now they're going to be, for the beginning of the season, they're going to be a bit stripped of experienced guys, which that's, you know, never helpful. I tried to trust the Steelers, too, and I wanted to trust them. You know, I said that before. I wouldn't think that they would sign him if they didn't think that, you know, he was going to be suspended, or if they didn't, you know, trust him to, you know, to be on the right path here, and they seem to still trust him, but it's just it's getting a little testy now. The waters are getting a little uneasy for me because I think that not having him for half the season is a bit scary there. So I think that they might not have the I want to believe that they're going to have the experience, and on paper they seem all right, but it's like, you know, these guys got to be on the field, and, you know, for him not to be on the field for half the season now, that just frustrates me a little bit, you know. So that's kind of where I stand on it with Sutton. And I wanted to believe that the Steelers, maybe they do still trust him. Maybe they think that the investment's worth it for the second half of the season. I don't know, but it's a little frustrating. It's a little upsetting. And that's all I'll say about it because that's all I have to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app